Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carmelo is a trailblazer. You mentioned it.
Yep.
He did not have a good debut last night.
Four for 14, I saw.
Turned the ball over five times.
Yeah, right.
Got into foul trouble.
Is he in shape?
I think he's in shape. I just think that is a difference between being in shape and being in NBA shape.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And also playing, 25 minutes as a starting stretch four in the NBA. It's going to take him some time, but they're desperate. You know, we were talking about it earlier with Rick Bucher, the Trailblazers.
Is it time for Melo to move on now?
Not necessarily.
You don't think so? How old is he now, 35?
I think he's 34, 35, but I think that he can carve out. He's 35. He can carve out a role in the NBA. I mean, Vince Carter's still playing.
Yeah.
Look how old he is.
He's 60.
So, yeah, he's close. So, should he still be in the NBA? Could he still be in the NBA? Yeah, it was odd that it took him this long. But I always thought what was really hurting him is that, is he willing to accept a lesser role?
Well, I think he has to now.
I think he has to now.
Of course.
Last
he
night,
wants to play.
Last night, he was Melo. You know, he took a lot of shots.
Right.
I think he isolated a lot. I think so. I didn't watch a lot of this game. I turned it off for like 30 seconds, and then I passed out, to be honest with you. But I think they need him to be that without Damian Lillard. I mean, when you look at the Trailblazer roster right now, it's C.J. McCollum, it's Hassan Whiteside, who Rick Bucher was talking about. They don't really have a lot of talent on this team right now. So they actually need Melo to be old school Melo.
Well,
but I think long term.
Don't count on that.
No, I know. But I think long term, he has to take on a lesser role. But it's fascinating to think about if he's still on the Trailblazers when they come to the Garden, which is not that long from now. It's New Year's Day, actually, they come to the Garden.
Right.
This guy's going to get a standing ovation.
He should. Melo should get a standing ovation. I would think they give him a video tribute too.
And I think he's already had one because he came back once before, so it'd be a second time back. But it's amazing to think about the way he's viewed to compare it to Porzingis, when Porzingis was appearing to be the savior at the moment.
A couple things are at work here. First of all, Melo wanted to be here. Porzingis couldn't wait to get out of here.
Yeah.
And he also did a little more as a Knick than Porzingis did.
It's
not even debatable.
Well, I think, unfortunately for Melo, he defines an era that is not going to be fondly remembered by Knick fans.
You know what? I don't even think that, though. I mean, I don't look
at it
that way.
Who defines that era?
Stephon Marbury?
No, that's a different era.
Well, is it?
That's a different
era.
Yeah,
I don't look at it that way.
It was 10 years earlier.
To me, this era, because it's E-R-R-O-R, probably started as soon as Jeff Van Gundy left. And when he left, that was the beginning of the disaster of the last almost 20 years.
You're right. It's been a bad 20 years, but there's a difference between the 2004 Knicks and the 2013 Knicks.
I don't think you could look at them the same way. I mean, at least that Knicks team went to the playoffs like 3 years in a row. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
when Melo was here.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's why I don't define it as the same thing. Melo era.
Right.
I look at it this way. Donnie Walsh takes over. He does the impossible. Actually, gets cap
from under
this franchise.
When everybody said you couldn't.
Right. It's all about LeBron. They strike out on LeBron, but they do get Amari Stoudemire, who is stupendous for the first 30 games.
Right, something
MVP
like that.
MVP chance.
No, he was unbelievable.
Scoring 30 and
in
90.
Every game.
Oh, it's amazing. Melo forces his way here, even though I thought he was coming on my basketball team. But he didn't want to go there. He wanted to be here. And that team ended up struggling its way to the first round. They had two straight first-round exits.
Got swept by the Celtics.
And then you had that big 54-win season.
And they lost in five to the Heat, and they were doing balloons when they won game four down 3-0.
That's right, the second year. And then the third year, they obviously beat Boston in a series that you didn't love. You felt like you almost lost
the
it after you won it.
That I will always, there's the cameo of Carmelo, unfortunately, as a Knick, is Roy Hibbert blocking his shot.
Well, that's the image I think
game six in Indiana.
Yeah. Of that series?
That's it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Of course.
And then it all went downhill.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't make the playoffs again. But all I'm saying is that era is different than the Stephon Marbury era.
Yeah, I guess
so.
It's a little better.
Yeah, I mean, it's an era. He defined an era, and then obviously things went bad. And unfortunately, and I don't blame Melo for this, Phil Jackson ultimately made a really bad decision in re-signing Carmelo Anthony.
He did.
With where the franchise was at that moment. But now I think most Knicks fans look back at him with a sort of positive light, even though at the time he was blamed for everything. Everything that went wrong with the Knicks was Melo's fault.
No, you're right.
He killed the chemistry with the Amari-led team. He did this, he did that. He's playing in the All-Star game, even though he's hurt. He was almost blamed for signing that contract.
Did he play again that season?
No, I know. But now I think it's not the same as Ewing because Ewing was so much better.
Nah, come on.
But no, it's not the same. That's why I prefaced it. But at the time, Patrick Ewing was never. He didn't get enough love when he was here.
No.
And sometimes
not.
You don't appreciate guys till they're gone.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, even, you know, I had my moments with Patrick. I wasn't thrilled.
Yeah.
So I you know, I'm not going to deny that.
No, but I think we all do it in a way where we don't appreciate certain guys till
right.
they're gone.
Right.
And while the Melo era is nowhere near,
well,
not even close to the Patrick era, I think more Knick fans look back at Melo with a positive feeling than they did 3 years ago or 2 years ago when they first got rid of him.
I never was anti-Melo. I never really was.
I think you like the fact that he wanted to be here.
That's a big deal to me. You know, that means a lot to me.
Yeah, no.
And that's one of the reasons that I was, you know, pro Beltran, too, because the guy wanted to manage the team.
Right.
He wants to be
after
the Met
you
manager.
Thought he didn't want to be on the team.
Right.
When he wanted to be a Yankee.
Right. And not a guy, I'll only manage the Mets. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, last thing. Will Melo finish the season with the Trailblazers?
No.
No.
I say no.
They're going to cut him by March?
I don't know. I don't know how much he's got left, bro. I really don't.
Yeah, we'll see.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.